Blog Talk Radio.
Be the place where God lives. He resides in our worship. He resides in our praise to Him. He resides in us. So have your way, Jesus.
Have your way.
you, but you gotta let him have his way, have his way, have his way. I am Prophetess Stacy, but I am not your host for tonight. Tonight we have a special treat. I would like to introduce you all to an awesome woman of God. As far as I'm concerned, her name could be written in Hebrews 11 with the rest of the faith walkers. I would like to introduce you all to Prophetess Natasha Pate. Have your way tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hello. Hello.
Yes.
You're on the air, Prophetess Pate.
Giving glory to God who's the head of my life. We thank and praise God for what he's doing. We thank and praise God for what he's about to do. And we thank and praise God. And we ask God to have his way in our lives. And some of you all listening. And some of you all are about to listen. And some of you all have been already waiting. And we thank and praise God. I hope you all get something out of this word tonight. Yes, I thank God for being a prophetess. First, I thank and praise God for what he has done in my life. And I thank and praise God. I'm going to be briefly in the word tonight. And then I'm going to share a little thing about my life. And maybe somebody out there can be encouraged. Maybe you may be going through something or you're in a situation where you don't know how to come out of it. Maybe you are going through a marriage difficult, or maybe you need healing in your body. Maybe your child is being rebellious. You going through so many things, and maybe you just started out in your ministry and your walk with Christ, and you don't know which way to go. And I hope that some of the encouraged words that I tell you, that I give you the word of God, and I'm going to do and give what God put in my spirit to do. And if you all have the King James Version, we're going to go from there, and we're going to go to the New Bible. We're going to go to that, Lord. We're going to go to the Bible, and some of y'all may have a new translation of this word. I don't know. And the New Temporary Version, and we're going to read a little bit from both of them tonight. And I thank and praise God anyway. First, I want to go up into God in the word for prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for being so good to us. We thank you for being so kind. Lord, I ask you to watch over us tonight. I ask you, Lord God, to bless everybody that's out there on radio listeners, Lord God. We ask you to bless your people, Lord God. And we ask you to give them an ear that they will hear what your word is saying. We ask you to, Lord, give them the eyes, to open up their eyes to read what you wrote in your word. And, Lord, we ask you to give them a heart, Lord God, to be able to receive, Lord God, from your word. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for what you are doing for men of life. And, Lord God, we ask you to turn situations around, Lord God. And we ask you, Lord God, to, Lord, me and marriage back together, Lord God. And, Lord God, we ask you, Lord, during their walk with you, we ask you, Lord God, to, Lord God, able them to walk in your will and not man's will, Lord God. What you said in your word, Lord God, put all our trust in you and not man, God. And we thank you for that, because man will deceive you, Lord God. And Lord God, I ask you to thank you for what you are doing this far. And Lord, we ask you to bless your word, Lord God. And Lord, we ask you to set me down, set Prophetess Pate down, and you stand up in me, Lord. Give your people, Lord God, the words that they want to hear, that you need them to hear. Give me the words, Lord God. Let it come out of my mouth, Lord God. For Lord God, I want the word to go out there, what you sent it out there to do. In Jesus' name, Lord God, we pray. Amen. In Psalms 100, verse 1 and 2, it says, the first verse, that make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. And the other translation say, shout praises to the Lord, everyone on earth, on this earth. God wants to shout praises to him. Don't give praises to man. Give praises to him, and that he will be glorified, which is in heaven. And we will shout. Some of us got trouble we were in, and we need to shout out the trouble. There are many days where we're not feeling like I think we let God down sometimes when God wants us to get up and give him praise and give him a worship and give him shout. And we don't want to do what our flesh say don't do. So if you do what the spiritual man tells you to do, which is the Lord, shout and give him praises and let his praises go up to him. And the blessing will come down, and he will bring things, Lord, to pass. And then the second verse says, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Wow. It says, be joyful and sing as you come into worship. Worship the earth. Worship him on earth. That's his word. He wants us to worship him down here on earth. God rejoices with us when we do good. And he rejoices in heaven. So he wants to worship him down here on earth. Let us give him worship. Let's go out to his house of prayer. You don't even have to go out to the house of prayer. Give him a worship right where you're at. Maybe you don't feel like worshiping him. Maybe you say, well, Lord, I'm going through so much that I can't worship you. That's the time to worship. That's the time to worship him. Give him all you have. Give him what you know to do. Don't worry about who on this side. Don't worry about what's in your house. Don't even worry about what's going on in your family. Don't even worry about what's going on in your marriage. Give him a worship. Give him a shout out of praise and say, glory, hallelujah. Jesus, I give you praise and worship. When I first got started, I was 14 years old, and I thank and praise God for what he has done in my life. And I didn't know how to worship him, so I prayed. And I used to say, Lord, teach me how to pray to you. Teach me how to worship you. Teach me how to give you glory. Teach me how to honor you, Lord. And he did just those things. But you have to put yourself in alignment with him. You can't be doing any and everything. You got to let go of the outsiders. Let go of the people that's keeping you from God. You got to get away from around the Joneses. So want to be like the Jones. You got to get away from around the crowd, the people that causing you not to go forward in your worship, in your praise. We want to give God his praise. We want to give him, we want to magnify his name and bless his name. And if you are out there, and you may be living with someone and you're not married to him, you don't expect God to come in and do what you want him to do and make your minister go forward, and you're not living to according to his word of God. God want us to be married. He said, if you love that woman, or man, if you love that woman, you marry her. Woman, if you love that man, you marry him. And when you go and you do things right, give yourself to God, that he will give him to him. Let go of all the stuff that you got there. Some of you may be out there drinking. Some of you may be out there being out there just broadcasting yourself out there. That's not how God wants us to be. He wants us to give himself totally to him. And if you're not even saved, ask the Lord to come into your heart. Ask the Lord to, Lord, just come into my heart and do what you know to do. Change my life, Lord God. Take these things away from me, Lord God. I don't want them in here, Lord God. Lord, teach me how to love you. I ask the Lord every day to teach me how to love him, to teach me to get closer and closer to him. And when you ask God these things, look for something to happen. Look for something to happen. And yes, trouble gonna come. Yes, trouble going to come. Lord, I thank God for in Genesis, the third chapter, when he told Adam and Eve not to eat off the tree. And he told them if they would eat off the tree, what would happen? And here come the devil, which is the serpent come alone, and to trick them into doing just what God say don't do. If God said it, then that means don't do it. Whatever God's word say, it's going to happen. It's going to take place in your life. If he say don't do this and you disobey his will, then trouble going to come. Trouble going to come anyway, because you're living in a world of sinful things all the time. This is why he told Adam and Eve don't do what they did, because everything going to be exposed, and it was. They didn't even know they was naked until they bit off the apple. They didn't know what one another had until they bit off the apple. They didn't even know what trouble was until they bit off the apple. Sometimes we need to leave certain stuff alone. If it ain't for you, don't mess with it. I thank and praise God for allowing me to share those few things with you all. And I thank and praise God for what he done in my life. Somebody out there listening, and I want you to know something. The Lord has blessed me. I am a wife, and I have two beautiful daughters. And when I first got married, the doctor was saying that they had told my mom that she would never have children. Said she would never have children. And when I met my husband, I had told him these things. And you know what? He still wanted to be with me. But God, I didn't listen to what man said. I still stood on God's word. And I say, Lord, you said in your word, whatever I ask in your name, you would do it. I love children. And that was my heart. I even put in for adoption. It didn't work out. I did it three times, maybe two or three times. I was throwing away money after adoption age, after adoption age. So I say, well, Lord, maybe this is not for me. So God blessed me with my two beautiful girls. I got married in 2000. I ended up pregnant, but I didn't know I was pregnant. Ended up miscarrying that baby. Okay, but that was good. It was all good. A year later, I was blessed with another pregnancy. Didn't know I was pregnant. I was almost 3 months. Found out I was pregnant. I was threatened to miscarry. I went to the hospital, and the doctor was saying, congratulations. How many is this? And I'm like, wow. I was like, I don't have any children. And she was like, well, congratulations. Went through that. My baby came out. She was born normal. She was well. She was doing good. 11 months later, I had another pregnancy. God kept proving himself to me. My daughter, my baby girl, Blessed Janiqua, 10 years old today. The oldest daughter, 11. God blessed the fruit. He blessed my womb. And he multiplied. He gave me two beautiful daughters. To Miracle, Blessed Janiqua. Thank God for those two girls. And yes, I went through some things with them. I was sick in my body carrying them. It was a hard struggle, but I had them in the name of Jesus. It was faith that brought me. I had faith to believe that I would stand on the word of God and he would give me just what I asked for. And when he did that, I had never experienced things in my life. My children came up, they had illness, they came up with illness in their body or deformities in their body. I had one daughter to collapse at 15 months old. We had to we went for a test and they had to put her to sleep and she didn't wake up. So I'm sitting there waiting on the doctor to tell me what's going on with her, and they were saying it's hard for us to wake up, and didn't want to tell me the truth that she was already dead. And I'm like, I'm standing in the door, seeing her working on my baby. with tears coming out of my face, but I was praying. And I say, Lord, you gave it to me. And I say, Lord, I give it back to you. And I say, Lord, you restore life in this baby. And, Lord, you restore life now in the name of Jesus. And it wasn't long after that, my baby started breathing. And when she started breathing, they said, Mom, we're going to have to watch it, put in ICU. And we're going to have to see what caused her to pass like that. And she was born with an enlarged tonsil that nearly choked her to death. And she couldn't wake up. So they had to do emergency surgery on her. And not after that, she's been doing good ever since. Had a little difficult problem, but she's doing good. She's doing good. She's a fifth grader. She's doing good. 10-year-old. Done had over 25 surgeries. 25 surgeries. God done healed her body from all types of things. She had to have 2 blood transfusions. God done healed her body several times. God blessed her to go through within a month of time. A year, maybe 2 years ago, if it was that long, a year, I'm thinking maybe 2 years ago, within a month of time, she had 3 surgeries within a month, maybe 4. She had surgery within a month. She had a trach. She had tubes in her nose. She was having seizures. But today she's free of tubes. She's free of seizures. She's a free baby. She don't have to wear sleep with a night thing over her, a mask over her nose anymore. She don't have to sleep with oxygen on. She can breathe clearly like we can. And she's an active little 10-year-old, and she's in the 5th grade. Well, the doctor said she wasn't going to even be here, and they had to fly her several places to get her to where she could get better. But God healed her, and he brought both of them, and both of them is well, and they're normal, and they're doing good. Even I had a experience with my husband. The Lord blessed where the enemy came in and attacked my marriage. I need y'all to listen to this here, married couples out there. Where the devil even came in and attacked my marriage, doing all this was going on while my babies were sick, causing my husband to leave home with another woman, and he stayed gone almost 3 months. A lot of folks, wow, how did you do? Wow, what did you do? Wow, I done nothing to deserve nothing I had. But I read the story of Job. Job done nothing. He was a righteous man. He done nothing to deserve what he got. But he had to go through. So we got to go through things in life. God restored my marriage. My husband got saved. He was delivered. He was set free. And God's still working on him. He ain't through yet. And I thank and praise God for that. Somebody may want to call and say, ask questions, or may want to want me prayer. If you can, if you will, the line is open to do those things. But I want to let you know, my minister being a prophetess, I dream dreams and I see visions. And God showed me things about people. And somebody out there now is going through, and they're ashamed. They're ashamed because of something they're going through with. But woman of God, whoever you are, I want to let you know you have nothing to be ashamed of. God made us to be. We're going to go through things. But it's how you help. It's how you get through them. It's through the word of God. Pray, woman of God. Fast, woman of God. Don't give up. Don't give in. Turn it over to the Lord and let him work it out. For the word says in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He don't want us to have. We don't have to want for anything. He's right there. Just ask him. Just tell him what you want. Just tell him what you want. He give us. We walk through the shadow of the valley. God will walk with us. He will dry the tears. He won't even let us no harm or no danger, no evil, or none of these things come up against us. Walk on through the valley. If I can walk through it, God can give you faith to walk through it too. If the woman with the issue of blood can do it, you can do it. When Lazarus died, and he was raising back up from the dead, and Martha gave up, that was just a test of faith. God wanted them to trust him, to give him glory when that happened. We got to give God glory through all the things we go through, whether we want to or not. If you don't, he will make you. So is there anyone out there listening? Anybody want a prayer? Anybody want comments? The line is open. But God is a healer, and he's a deliverer to those who gently seek his face. God can do it, and he will. But you got to trust him and believe him. The line is open.
Call if you would like to make comments, mash one. Continue.
Somebody was trying to get through. Keep trying, whoever you are. There's nothing to be afraid of. Keep trying. Call. Reach out. Do what you want to do. God bless. God deliver. And he will heal. Some people may want to say, well, why you are? Well, how did you do it? I did. Well, what did you do? I was alone through everything. I had no family to come and see about me. I had no friends to come and see. I had no one to encourage me. I even went to church, and I stood and I cried, and God heard my cry, and he answered me. And when he answered me, I knew then I had a friend beyond all friends. People, I don't know what the world like. I never been out there in the world. I never club. I never drink. I never, I taste, but it wasn't good. But that was for me. God ordained me from my mom's womb to be what he wants me to be in life. I wasn't the one out there for that. People, I don't know nothing about the world. The world was coming to me. I know nothing about anything, so God was all I knew. All I knew. And God blessed me so. I owned my own home. I was able to, the Lord blessed me to pay that home off. Now I'm staying in another beautiful home. He's able me to get ready to pay this one off. God said we can have whatsoever we ask. Life and death is in the power. It's in your tongue. Whatever you speak, that's what it's going to be. Anybody call or want prayer requests, call in. But if you don't, it's okay. It's good. Jesus still going to do what he's going to do. He's still blessing. He's still going to heal. He's still going to deliver. Somebody out there now, I don't know who you are. It's a young lady. She cries herself to sleep all the time. She feels alone. Feel like nobody don't care. Feel like the weight of the world is on her shoulder. But woman of God, God wants you to pick yourself up. He wants you to get up. Wash your face. Cry no more. He cares for you. He loves you. Yes, people lied on you. Yes, people stole from you. Yes, people took this. Yes, people said this. And yes, they did this. But God telling you to trust him. Trust him. There's got a child. If they're going through with the child, God told me to tell you, give that child to him. He will deliver that boy, that girl. Somebody's dealing with sickness in their body. God told me to tell you to, he going to heal. But you got to believe. Sow a seed. I don't know if you go to a church, but sow a seed, your greatest seed you can sow towards your healing. If you got cancer, he can heal. I got a niece been delivered, been healed from cancer. Didn't even know she had it. She been healed from cancer. God just recently healed her from cancer. Lord, great woman of God. God just brought her through tremendous things. Wow. Me, myself, I had an infirmity in my body. God just healed me from. The doctors, I had a mass on my breast, and the devil was trying to work with that, but God was able that to be healed and be removed. Somebody got cancer. Somebody may have AIDS. God can heal that too if you give your life to him. Young man is out there. Wife left him for no reason. Said she didn't love him. She's in love with somebody else. God told me to tell you to stand. Walk in his will. Do his work. Get up. Comb your head. Get yourself up. Do something with yourself. Get up. Go out to his house and worship him. Praise him. God wants us to give our life to him as a living sacrifice. Holy. He wants to be holy. Many said I was going to be this and I wasn't going to be that and I wasn't going to be this and I wasn't going to be this. God got me ministering to a lot of people. Even lay hands where people got healed. Even prophesied people's life was in danger. God was able them to come out of it. Somebody in a abusive situation, God told me to tell you, that's not love. That man beating on you, telling you he loves you, that ain't love. God is the greater love that you need. You don't have to take that. Get up. Get away from it. I've seen many people buried, stretched straight out because of abusive situations or gunshot wounds. Could have got out of it. Talking about love. That ain't love. If a man hits you, it's not love. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Now that's love. He didn't want to die for us. But he knew if he didn't, what was going to happen? He wouldn't have had nothing. He had to die to lead the ghost back here. If he hadn't left the ghost, we wouldn't have had nothing to lead to guide us to do right. It's not love, woman of God. It ain't right for that man to be hitting on you. The devil mad. He don't like it. But oh well, the word going to do just what it said it's going to do. It's going to heal, it's going to deliver, it's going to break you and bring you to that place where God wants you. Somebody got some business out there and it's not prospering. Pray over your business. Whatever you're doing, maybe you're not giving God what's due to him. Give God what's due to him. That's your time. Your time. Offering. Tithes. Give him tithes and offering. Some of us not prosper because we're not giving God what's due to him. He wants the first fruit. And the first fruit is our tithes and offering. 10%, that's all he asks. That's all. I pray over your business. I pray over the one that's being abused. I pray over the marriage, that the husband, that the wife, and left the husband. I pray over all those things. And before I go, I will pray a prayer over all of those ones that's hurting. And even if you don't even call, it's all right. Because I know who I am. And I know God's still going to get the glory out of this word tonight. And I thank God for what he's doing. And I thank him for what he already done. If there's a caller, want to call in, if maybe you have a prayer request, call. The line is open. The Bible says, whoso will, let him come. Do what you know to do.
Probably this page, you have a caller.
Okay. Okay, speak.
Caller, you on the air.
Yes, hi, good evening. My name is Gwendolyn Williams. I'm calling from Maryland, and I just ask you to pray for my husband and I, and just pray my strength in the Lord.
Yes.
And pray for my ministry.
I will. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to look up on her right now. God, look on my sister right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I don't know what's going on in her marriage, Lord. I don't know what's going on, Lord, but I ask you to touch her right now in the name of Jesus. We lift her up, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask you, Lord God, to mend that marriage together like it's supposed to be. We bind the demonic spirits off of him right now. Lord, we ask you, Lord God, to take control of his mind. Get in his mind, Lord. Get in his heart, Lord. Get in his thoughts, Lord God. And Lord, teach him, Lord God, how to love you. And Lord, when he know how to love you, he'll know how to love my sister in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit up off of him right now in the name of Jesus. Woman of God, God wants you to keep praying. Keep seeking him. Lord, look upon her ministry, Lord God. Let her minister go for it. That's why the devil is fighting you so hard, because the devil don't want to see this, and he don't want this. This is really what he fights against, the marriage. But Lord is going to come in, and he's going to step in. But if he don't do it, you stay in your will. But I'm not going to say if, because God, there ain't no if. He do just what he say he going to do. But you got to trust him, and you got to believe that he will do it. Stay in his word. Stay in his will. If you have to cry out to him, it's okay. If you have to worship and praise him, it's okay. God, he wants us to cry. He see the tears. Woman of God, just keep him, keep your husband before the Lord. God's going to do it. But we're going to go through. And it's just the word. Get us to that dominion of our ministry. Your anointing is just getting ready to go up. Your anointing get ready to increase. Thank God for your increase, woman of God.
Thank you, God.
Thank God for your increase, woman of God. Thank
you
for your increase. That's all it is. God get ready to take you to that dominion that you get ready to go to. In the name of Jesus. We claim it, Lord. We speak it. We decree it in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will put your hand on this woman of God and look on her husband. And, Lord God, whatever he's doing, and I know it ain't in your will, I ask you to bind it right now in the name of Jesus. We bind it right now. Put them close together till one can't fall without the other. So you do it for me, you do it for her. Do it right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Do it, Jesus. Do it. Do it right now, God. You doing it, God. You doing it. Just believe, God, woman of God. He said it. And if he said it, it's going to be.
Thank you, Jesus.
If he work it in the word, if the word said it, and then that means it's going to happen here on earth too. Whatever the word, whatever in God's word, it's going to happen here on earth too. He said, whatsoever loosened on earth shall be loosened in heaven. Whatsoever bind on earth shall be bind in heaven. Woman of God, just believe God.
Yes.
Just believe him.
Thank you.
You're welcome. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for God. Put rest upon the Lord in the spirit. Somebody else may want to come in and want to be prayer. Pray. Come out. It's okay. God knows who you are. Whether you call in or not, he knows. He knows. He knows. He knows us. We, before he even made us, before we was made, he knew us. When we were put in our mother's womb, he knew us. He knew what was going to happen. He knows. Do it. Do it, Jesus. Comment, prayer request, call. And if you don't call, it's okay. So we're going to be ready to get off the air in a little bit. But I would like to pray before we go off. The ones that didn't call, the one wanted to call and didn't have the strength to call, join us back tomorrow night, the same time, with a different word. God is going to bless that word tomorrow night. Call back tomorrow if you don't call tonight. And somebody may want to call, but didn't even have the strength to call. Some may want to call, and the enemy wouldn't let you. But we're going to get ready to pray so we can get ready to get off the air. But God's word will never fail. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for that caller that didn't call in, Lord. It's okay. But, Lord, we ask you to touch right now. Touch the abusive situation. Lord, touch the married couple. Lord, touch the man that walked off, the wife that walked off from her husband. Lord, touch the one that need healing in their body. Lord, touch them right now in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to every caller that listening, Lord, everyone that join in, Lord, we ask you to bless, Lord, even bless the young lady ministry, Lord God. We ask you to bless her ministry to go forward. Lord, take her to her dominion that you got her ready to go to. Lord God, we ask you to use her to your glory. Lord God, we ask you to look up on everybody else that say, pray for me, and they didn't want to pick up the phone and say, pray. The one that needs healing, do it. God, I ask you to bless right now in the name of Jesus. Look on their families, Lord. Look on the mother, baby. Look on the child right now, God, that's sick, Lord. The mother don't know what she's going to do. We ask you to heal that baby. Heal it right now, Lord. Lord God, we ask you to look and have mercy, Lord God, upon the brokenhearted ones, Lord. Touch them in the name of Jesus. Incredible, she's terrible, huh? Do it right now. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I see you doing something for somebody. You're turning things around in their life. Lord, do what you know to do. Do what you know to do. Lord, heal, deliver, and set free. Lord God, mend it back together. You know who they are. Lord, you know who needs you. You know who don't have you. Change it and turn it around, Lord. Bring it. Do what you know to do in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord God, I ask you to bless everybody that was listening in, everybody that's going to listen in. And we ask you to bless them in their home, bless their bodies, bless them. May somebody maybe have a financial difficulty. Lord, bless their money. Bless the finance, Lord. Bring in, Lord God. Bring, touch the business, Lord. Whatever business that they got, Lord. Bless it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. 30, 60, 100-fold. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen and bless God. Prophet Stacy. Have your
Thank
way.
You, Lord. That was an awesome word. I told you she was a woman of faith. I pray that everybody got what they needed tonight and meet us back here tomorrow night. In the name of Jesus. Good night.
Good night.